This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, I almost called it a Friday. I guess I'm a little, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. It's still a Tuesday. We'll discuss Republicans holding the door open for communism some more. We'll discuss another award being handed out to a dirt ball, the Taliban, our money, emails, and Elon Musk. All that and more still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, remember, we talked in the first hour, we talk all the time about how communism has flooded our institutions, but it is Republicans who have oftentimes held the door open and allowed the communism in. We could have closed the door. We had the ability, we had the numbers, we had the power to close the door. Yet, right when the door is about to close, you can usually bank on a Republican sticking his foot in the door to ensure it can never close all the way, and we are filled up with vermin. For instance, here's a good example. The latest story, this is a big story. This, well, for one, let's back this up a little bit. The Supreme Court today, this happened earlier in the day, like lunchtime, something like that. The Supreme Court, they stayed the lower court ruling, allowing Trump's transgender ban to proceed. Trump, this is about the military. Trump said, hey, no more trannies in the friggin' military. Of course, one of these commie judges went to stop it. And so that's brought Chuck Grassley into the news, you see, because Grassley, he says he's trying to end rogue district judges blocking Trump's nationwide orders. That'd be Chuck Grassley, Republican out of Iowa. And we hear that and we say, yeah, sounds good. Get him, Chuck. Protect Trump. Get him. That's interesting. Because there's also this article here. Huh, it's not even an old article. In fact, what is it? Is it May? It is May now, right? So it was April, May. This is from February. Headline, Senate Democrats delay key vote on confirmation for Trump's FBI pick, Kash Patel. Just to remind you that Kash Patel, he was delayed over and over and over and over and over again. Anybody with eyes and half a brain cell knows what was going on. They were getting the other nominees through, but delaying Kash Patel so they could hide the crimes of Democrats, so they could hide the crimes at the FBI, so they could bury evidence. That's why there was a delay. And that's the only reason there was a delay. He was always going to get through. That was never in doubt. Yet they kept delaying it and delaying it and delaying it. And you remember when I came on the air and I freaked out that one night, and I freaked you out when I freaked out because you didn't get what the big deal was until I got done screaming that speed mattered, that it really mattered, that it was being delayed because every single day the communists at the FBI, they weren't just twiddling their thumbs. They were taking all the evidence and they were burying it. Remember when I went off about that? Over and over and over again, I was screaming that speed matters and that the delays were critical. And now we know from sources have come out that the FBI, they were burying evidence. They were laying tripwires everywhere. They used every minute of every day. The communists inside of the FBI used every minute since Donald Trump won the election to bury evidence of their crimes, to protect Democrats, to protect themselves. I was correct about that. I told you speed mattered. So what was the deal with that Kash Patel delay? Why it's so delayed? Huh. Look at this quote. The minority has exercised their right and my right under committee rules to hold over the nomination of Kash Patel to lead the FBI. Hold on a minute. Whose quote was that? Oh, Chuck Grassley. Really? So they pretend like they're fighting for us. They do that a lot, especially when it doesn't actually have any tangible thing. Chuck Grassley's not going to be able to stop these judges from doing what they're doing. Now, he knows you want to hear that, and I want to hear that, so makes for a really great headline, real spicy headline. He won't be able to stop them, though. You know what Chuck Grassley could have done, though? Chuck Grassley could have maybe bent a rule here or there and got Kash Patel through. And don't tell me they couldn't, because I wasn't born yesterday, and I remember when the House impeached Alejandro Mayorkas for flooding this country with illegals, and Chuck Schumer promptly took that impeachment, wiped his butt with it, and threw it in the trash can and said, we're just flat out not doing it, violating every rule, every norm there was. So don't tell me rules and norms can't be set aside when the senators want it to. The senators, of course, can set aside rules, especially the big shots who head up these committees. They can set aside rules. They do set aside rules all the time. But when it came to getting Kash Patel in the FBI as fast as humanly possible, well, I mean, I can't do anything. I'm just old and in Iowa. It is what it is. I'm bound by the rules. I would hate to violate the rules. This is what I mean. Just the door is about to close on that communism, and up there's Chuck doing the old GOP thing. Hold up. Let's take another look here. Allowing the communism to come flooding in as fast as possible. Him and his buddies, Tom Tillis.
He is, I don't believe he's being advanced to the markup. I met with Mr. Martin. He seems like a good man. Most of my concerns related to January 6th. And he built a compelling case on some of the 12 prosecutions that were probably heat of the moment, bad decisions. But where we probably have a difference is I think anybody that breached the perimeter should have been in prison for some period of time. Whether it's 30 days or 3 years is debatable.
The GOP is the one protecting the swamp. And they'll lie to us endlessly when it's campaign season or when they're looking for some good emails. They will lie. I'm America first. We got to stop these judges. They love to give us the little tiny morsels that they think we want. But when it comes down to tangible things, we never get results. It's like the spending talk we just had. Every single Republican on the planet, Donald Trump included, every one of them talks about cutting spending. Trump has given endless speeches on it. Every Republican in the Senate, every Republican in the House. We got to stop this spending. Stop this Biden spending. The spending's out of control. Spending this and spending that. We got to balance the budget. No more spending. All the spending. Along comes a bill. It's time for a bill. Republicans have the House. Republicans have the Senate. Republicans have the presidency. And there's not a single Republican discussing spending cuts. Our most conservative members of the House, Senate, whatever, they're quibbling over how much we should increase, or, well, we should decrease the increase a little bit more. But as far as, and I'm talking spending cuts, I'm talking about pre-COVID levels of spending going down. Don't think I'm going to give you COVID levels of spending. Don't think you're going to just start spending $2 trillion more than you were already spending and then act like that's the new baseline. That doesn't work for me. I wasn't born yesterday. Nope. Pre-COVID spending levels, not one Republican in the House, the Senate, or sitting in the White House is proposing actually cutting the spending. But all of them love to talk about it. Got to get that budget under control. Hey, where's Elon Musk? We need some Doge out here. Let's get the Doge guys in there. What's that? You want us to actually cut spending in the bill? Oh, gosh, no. No, we can't do that. No, gosh, no. We will give a press conference, though, and we'll talk about it. Tired of it, man. Hello, fine gentlemen. I found you guys when you were only 6 months old. How about that? Using Pure Talk Phone. How about that? Said I'm 59 years old. God and you guys are the reason I'm here. can't tell you how well the communists beat me down. I have lived firsthand experience with the evil communist. I thought I was living in the USA. I was sadly wrong. I failed my son by not being able to protect him, by standing up to the communists to protect my son and being successful. Well, they didn't take kindly to this. I'll end with the truth. They just kidnapped my son and kicked me to the curb. Now my son is a communist. Thank you for all you do. Nothing to hide. Says I can say his name. His name is Robert. Robert has emailed us before. I'm assuming that means he lost custody of his boy, and his ex-wife is working on him in very ugly ways. Just keep Robert and his boy in your prayers. That's as real as it gets, isn't it? We're not just laughing and joking on the radio. There are real consequences, real lives, real families ripped apart by these demons. Anyway, let's make fun of a couple Democrat freaks in Congress because Kristi Noem had a little testimony thing today. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, and you should, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to those in a second. Kristi Noem, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, had to sit in front of the House today and answer some questions. And there are some really revealing moments we're about to play. Some is about the hearing, and some is not. This is a Rosa de Lauro. She's that congresswoman who, well, have you ever seen the movie Clash of the Titans? You've seen the movie, I would hope. Chris, you've never seen any of the Clash of the Titans? Corey, you either? What the? You know what? I'm gonna set aside my anger. I'm fine. I'm totally fine. You should watch that movie because it's an American thing to do. Anyway, in Clash of the Titans, the main character of the movie, Perseus, he has to go because he needs some information about the future and the whereabouts of something important. And so Perseus, he has to go see these witches, these old, haggard witches. And the witches, they don't have eyes, so they only have one eyeball. They have to pass the eyeball around, and for some reason it works for all of them. What, Chris? Not the Disney version, Chris. Anyway, Rosa de Lauro is a dead ringer from one of those witches. She's the freak that has her hair dyed, just a nutball. But she is a communist, and I do want to thank her because accidentally she said something very revealing today. Just a reminder that FEMA, we now know this, this is documented, everyone knows it. FEMA, when they were handing out hurricane relief and locating people who needed hurricane relief, FEMA skipped over the houses that had Trump flags on it. If you had a Trump flag, they just decided you didn't deserve anything, and they skipped it. Rosa de Lauro, she didn't see anything wrong with that.
Where is the evidence of the failure of FEMA?
Congresswoman, we still have claims open from Hurricane Katrina. We have fire claims that are still...
We won't go into Kristi Noem's answer, but that question alone, isn't that so revealing? Remember what I just said about FEMA skipping MAGA houses as people were freezing to death in North Carolina? Rosa de Lauro knows that too. Remember the FEMA employee who went on the news because she got fired after the whole hubbub? Remember what she said about the whole thing?
And someone feels uncomfortable, we can't go to that home. If you have loose dogs and someone on the team is comfortable with dogs and another person is not, we can't go to that home because of safety precautions.
So you feared the Trump houses. The people on FEMA were fearing the Trump houses like they were fearing people with vicious dogs in their backyard.
Exactly. And just and that's based on the trends. You can ask FEMA.
Uh-huh. Pair that little conversation with this again.
Where is the evidence of the failure of FEMA?
Remember, communists do not share your morality, okay? For Rosa de Lauro and the people who vote for her, FEMA, excluding Republicans, is what they're supposed to do. Rosa de Lauro and the communists like her believe all things, all good things, all goodies, money, jobs, access, everything should only be reserved for party members, like all communists. Non-party members, they don't get any of the perks. Rosa de Lora can look at FEMA and find out that FEMA skipped Trump homes, and she doesn't see anything wrong with that at all. For her, that's how it's supposed to work. Where's the evidence that FEMA screwed anything up? That's how I always wanted FEMA to work. That's how she thinks. Speaking of revealing conversations, there's a wiener in California. Scott Wiener is his name. He's a state senator. And funniest thing about this wiener, he always seems to be talking about kids and sexual things. This is not a one-off. I follow politics for a living. I've seen this guy a million times in the headlines. He's a state senator. Why have I seen him? He's always in the headlines talking about LGBTQ stuff and kids. LGBTQ stuff and kids. You want to hear what this wiener said? Here he was.
We know that the sex offender registry contains a massive array of crimes, including, I don't know, having sex in a car or in a park. That gets you on the sex offender registry. We also know that LGBTQ people have been massively and disproportionately targeted and subjected to being slammed onto the sex offender registry. That's the whole.
What did you just say? Huh. I guess we should probably marinate on that, right? Let's play it. Let's hear it one more time from the wiener's mouth.
We know that the sex offender registry contains a massive array of crimes, including, I don't know, having sex in a car or in a park. That gets you on the sex offender registry. We also know that LGBTQ people have been massively and disproportionately targeted and subjected to being slammed onto the sex offender registry. That's the whole history.
I wonder why that is. There are these questions that pop up from time to time, and the wiener brings up a good question. I wonder why that is. You know what else I wonder? Remember monkeypox? I wonder how that dog got it. I think about that sometimes. It's almost like that disease fell out of the news right about the time a child and a dog got it. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? Do some emails, make fun of Mike Pence, lighthearted things like that. Let's first get you out of that prison you're in. And that prison would be your cell phone service. You feel like you're trapped. You're forced to pay a fortune every month, and you're forced to pay it to this mobile company, AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and they're always crapping on you and your values. They're always running ads and doing just really, really ugly things. But you're not stuck in that prison. It is time for you to break free. That's what Pure Talk is. You will save a fortune, and they're giving out free Samsung Galaxy phones right now with qualifying plans. Oh, but a qualifying plan, you had to throw that in there. You want to know what qualifying plans start at? $35 a month. Unlimited talk and text. $35 a month. That gets you a free brand new Samsung Galaxy phone. And you can stop funding the company who hates you. That seems like a pretty good trade. Keep your phone number. They make it easy. Talk to an American. Pick up that cell phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. I still say we call it babysitting, Chris. All right, so Jewish producer Chris, me and Corey, we were having a little debate. Pretty heady debate over the break about, is it called babysitting when the dad watches the kid? And I really think there's a real gender gap with this question because Chris calls it babysitting. Me, I call it babysitting. Ob very much disagreed that it was considered babysitting. She used to yell, it's not babysitting when you're the father. Totally disagree. Look, and here's why. When you're watching a kid, as a babysitter. I've never personally been one, but I've had them, and we've hired them when our kids were younger. What do you expect out of the babysitter? The bare minimum. The bare minimum. That is what's expected. Keep my kid alive. Give them CPR if they choke on something. If I'm going to be gone long enough, give them a meal. And look, even that, let's focus on that. The meal. What meal does your babysitter prepare for your kid? Or do you have her in the kitchen coming up with a scratch-made pesto sauce to do something? No. You hand her $10 and say, order a little Caesar's pizza. The bare minimum. Keep my kid alive. If I'm gone long enough, feed them. If I'm gone a little longer than that, put them to bed. That's it. And even that, I would argue that is a lot for babysitters. We hardly ever did that. We wouldn't stay out that long. Maybe a meal at the max. Okay? The minimum. Now, Chris, what's your wife expect out of you when you're watching the baby? Oh, the bare minimum. That's funny. That's the exact same thing Ob expected out of me when I watch the boys. Yes, when she watches the boys, she is going to make the scratch-made pesto, and she's going to do laundry, and they're going to set up little events and things like that. And Viva, but we got to go to the pumpkin patch and all the other stuff. I'm not doing any of that stuff, and she knows I'm not doing any of that stuff. Keep them alive. Feed them a meal. If I'm gone long enough, put him to bed. That is babysitting. You are babysitting, and I don't understand the argument. I think you're totally correct. Speaking of, at least you didn't hire an illegal to do it who was convicted of rape. That's something. You hear this story out of Cape Cod? Good grief.
Andre Tiagio Lucas is the reported father of Nunez's children. ICE says he was sentenced to 9 years of prison for the rape of a 13-year-old girl in his home country of Brazil.
Nothing surprises me anymore. Do I find it wrong? 100% wrong.
We shared our findings with Worcester County Sheriff Lou Evangelitis, an outspoken supporter of immigration reform in Massachusetts.
But the idea that someone has been documented that a Brazilian national fled the country because they were convicted for rape of a 13-year-old and could come to Massachusetts and not only disappear into the fabric of Massachusetts, but actually be living in a home that was a daycare center for young people. That's terrifying.
You know, the most revealing part of this is the last word in the article I have. That's because the EEC does not check for criminal history outside of the U.S. The agency also doesn't check for immigration status. Remember when I told you to move? Your blue state is doing things, even if you can't see them, your blue state is doing things that may get you hurt or killed, or someone you love hurt or killed, simply because the communist insanity has risen to the highest levels of government. Daycare workers aren't even screened for immigration status. Wouldn't that be kind of an important thing to screen for? Maybe if somebody came here illegally, that probably wouldn't be the type of person you want watching over a bunch of people's three-year-olds. But if you're in a blue state, you see, well, you can't do that. Because we have to focus on handing the country over to barbarians, so you certainly can't check their immigration status. Hey, Jesse, big fan of your show from Scotland. How about that? Scotland. What? What, Chris? That was good. Corey, thank you, Corey. Chris, I feel like you shoot down everything. Scotland. That was really good. No, I was bassy enough for it, too. What?
Buenas tardes.
Big fan of the show from Scotland. Discovered you on the Megyn Kelly show earlier this year. Enjoy listening. I do need to ask you, though. You're the only person I listen to who constantly refers to the left as communists. In the most recent episode I just listened to, you referred to DEI as a communist idea. Sorry if it's a silly question, but why do you refer to the current left as communists while the other commentators don't seem to use that description? I can't speak for other commentators, but I will tell you exactly why I do it. First, it's correct. They are communists. Many of these people admit they're communists. Some don't. Some do. They're on videotape. We are trained Marxists. They are communists. They consider themselves to be communists. They look favorably on communism. Now, they can't necessarily sell you that. Remember, they're always lying to you and selling you the nicest sounding version of whatever they are or whatever evil thing they happen to be doing. So when it comes to abortion, it's women's reproductive rights. When it comes to an illegal immigrant, a criminal invader, any of these things, he becomes a migrant. But remember these people, yeah, remember the Black Lives Matter co-founder on camera, wasn't hiding it.
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. And I think that what we really try to do is build a movement. That could
That'll be fine. They are trained Marxists. The organizations, various ones, including in Scotland, but across the planet, the organizations in Western civilization, the left-wing organizations, are communist organizations. They consider themselves to be communist. For the most part, they know they have to lie, but they get honest every now and then. They believe in the enforced collectivism. They believe in controlling what you can hear, what you can see, what you can think, what you can eat, where you can live. They believe in complete control of your life. They believe in centralized control of everything. You should not be free. They consider that concept to be ridiculous. Now, they know they have to lie about that, but they consider themselves to be communists. Remember, communists change tactics, which is why it's not as easily recognized today. It used to be just trying to sell it as some sort of an economic system. Well, we'll do the equality for the poor. But they realized culturally that's where the true battle is won. If you really want to destroy a country, you don't infiltrate the treasury, you infiltrate the church. You infiltrate the home. You destroy the country culturally. Turn them all into a bunch of bitter, miserable, drugged out, hateful losers, and they will follow you and give you power for the rest of your life. They consider themselves to be communists. Why do other people not say that? Because the right is weak. That's why. The right is weak. And the right, much of the right, still wants to play pretend and act as if it's just kind of a Republican-Democrat thing. And we all want the same things. There's just little differences, but it's no big deal. In the end, we all want what's best. Because it's easier. The real reason is it's easier to pretend things are okay than acknowledge the ship is taking on water. That's a fact. Let's make fun of Mike Pence, then we'll check out. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Mike Pence got a Courage Award. Awarded by the JFK Library Foundation. We've talked about this so much. It's like 60 Minutes getting an Emmy, getting nominated for an Emmy for that interview they did with Dome where they edited the whole interview. Credentialed losers, credentialed morons, credentialed evil people just find ways. They take over organizations, and as soon as you find yourself having committed a crime or lying or screwing something up, they will immediately go to one of the organizations they took over and give you an award for doing it. It's just such a gross clown system we live in. Speaking of gross clowns, this guy David French was on MSNBC. I talked before about the evil of a lot of black churches in this country. I'm talking about not every black church, of course, the ones that really do that black liberation theology thing, and they've found a way to marry Democrat left-wing politics with the gospel. And for a lot of people, because they did that, for a lot of people, that becomes the gospel. and it becomes a shield for them. Letitia James getting busted, sitting there saying, I'm covered by the blood. No warp, no weapon formed against me shall stand. Just really, really. And I talked about how evil it was to pervert and manipulate the gospel that way and lead people astray. It's very, very evil. Well, what I'm about to play for you from David French is just as, if not more evil, to, again, use your values against you, manipulate the gospel for your own purposes. Don't do that.
And think about how contrary this is to the example of Jesus, because Jesus comes to...
Yes, this is actually, that's a dude. I want to be clear. That voice you hear is a dude.
And think about how contrary this is to the example of Jesus, because Jesus comes to ancient Israel when it's under Roman occupation, where the people of Israel are deeply oppressed, and he doesn't come and overthrow the government. He doesn't come and rule in the way that these Christian right people want to rule. He comes in and he loves other people. He serves other people and even forgives the people who are executing him as they're executing him. And yet you look at this Christian right, the MAGA Christian right. It is will to power. It is cruelty. It is dominance. Look how they applaud as Trump is cruel to immigrants, just vicious, depriving them of their constitutional rights. This is nothing about this is drawn from historic Christian theology.
So when if your pastor or anybody in your life tells you it's not Christian to deport illegal immigrants, that person doesn't have any idea what they're talking about at best. At worst, that person's an evil demon you should never associate with again. In fact, I'll tell you this right now. If you're a priest, pastor, whatever it is, rabbi, whatever it is, if they tell you it's somehow biblical to allow your country to be flooded with barbarians, you should leave and never return ever again. That's an evil, evil thing. Just keep that in mind. Hey, Jesse, what Led Zeppelin song do you lead off the show with? You know, the one with Robert Plant blasting, Hey Mama. I listen each night, but I can't find that bloody song anywhere. That's because you're looking up the wrong band, my friend. It's not Led Zeppelin. It's an understandable mistake because he sounds identical to Robert Plant. It's the band is called Greta Van Fleet. And I have no idea if they got that name off of Greta Van Susteren, I would assume, but I don't know. Who, Chris? She used to be on Fox News. I don't know her, but anyway, the band is called Greta Van Fleet, and the song is called Highway Tune. Hey, Jesse, I'm looking forward to Alexander the Great, but I'm also looking forward to the kamikaze lesson. My Uncle Jimmy didn't have to go fight in World War II because he was the only diesel mechanic in a farming community in Tennessee. He felt so bad about all of his friends going off to war while he stayed at home that he went and volunteered. He served in the Navy as a mechanic, and he made smoke screens to try and hide the ships from the kamikazes. He wouldn't talk about what he saw, so I know you will bring it to life, and I will get to understand some of what he went through. By the way, I know you don't like being compared to Rush and you aren't much like him, but you are a good patch over the Rush-shaped hole in my heart. Your Miracle Whip compadre, Judy, is her name. The kamikaze stuff. I know there are a couple different history things coming. Alexander's first because he won the vote, and then we're going to do kamikaze stuff. People do not realize the scale of the loss of life that was caused by those kamikazes. It's almost, whenever it's brought up, people know what it is. A Japanese guy in a plane has a bomb strapped to it and he just flies it into a ship and blows it up. But when we talk about it on a scale that's really kind of small. It doesn't seem that big or important. No, I'm sure it got some guys. We're talking about Afghanistan losses from the kamikazes. You realize that? I'm talking about the entire war in Afghanistan. The kamikazes took those kind of lives. That's the kind of thing we're talking about here. Thousands of lives. It'll be a fascinating thing. Speaking of Afghanistan, this is from the Free Beacon. The Taliban are earning billions giving American weaponry to terrorist groups as Afghanistan once again becomes a jihadi hotbed. We left all that equipment behind. The Biden administration did. All of it. Just left it there. The Taliban took it. The Taliban need money because they're trying to establish a government. And now they're selling all the money all the weapons, I should say, to people who are going to use our weapons to kill us. So we paid for the procurement of those weapons, and now we will get killed by the weapons we paid for. That's the United States government. Let's do some good before we get to headlines. Let's save a baby's life. Let's go save a baby's life. That's what preborn does. Saves the lives of the unborn. You see, preborn has a network of clinics. They put these clinics in these high abortion areas, you know, the Baltimores, Buffaloes, these types of places. And preborn, they offer these young women free ultrasounds. When a young woman takes, oh, any age, when a woman gets an ultrasound, she chooses life almost every time. Because once you hear the heartbeat, nobody can tell you it's a clump of cells anymore. You know what it is. Preborn can only do this with your help. $28 saves that life. $28 buys the ultrasound. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give what you can. Preborn.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
China's six biggest banks report a $1 billion profit drop. I am anxiously watching this whole trade war with China, especially now that India and Pakistan are throwing poop bombs at each other. This may be wild out here. Democrats might run Beto O'Rourke again, guys. Oh, gosh, please tell me they're that desperate. China warns the U.S. the tariff war is a huge risk to the world economy. It's also apparently a huge risk to the Chinese economy. The final wish of Pope Francis was to send his Pope-mobile to the Palestinians. Good luck finding a road you can drive that thing down. Anyway, we'll do this again tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.